Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's the Rascals bringing us back 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Leslie Kossoff is our guest, joining us all the way from Paris, France, in her 11th year. We're now in her 12th year. We just crossed over into her 12th year as a member of our Brain Trust. Can't do without her. Would not do without her. Leslie, thanks again for all the great years. Tell us how we can find you, and how can we find out more about your executive field guides?
You know, the best place now to find me is a resource that I've created that's at obtuseangles.net.
Obtuse angles.
Yeah, I know, isn't it great? But it's true. That's the way you solve problems if you're going to be smart about it. If you come in at an obtuse angle. So if you go to obtuse,
I've been called to obtuse many times, I don't think I've ever been called to obtuse angle. But go ahead, obtuseangle.com.
Obtuseangles.net.
.net. Obtuseangles.
.net. Yeah.
With an S. .net, and you can find the executive field guys there, right?
Yes, you'll find everything, including I have a new book coming out in May, which is called From Lean Startup to Six Sigma Turnaround.
All right.
And this, it's all about managing. It's 7 steps to managing the quality process.
And we expect to launch that on this show, by the way.
Yes. Oh, that'll be my pleasure. Oh, okay.
It'll be our honor. So we'll do that. So, okay, as we went to the break, you said something that I think is worth spending a little bit more time on. And that is something that Dr. Edwards Deming, the Ayatollah or the godfather or the father of all, whatever, of all quality in the world, I mean, the guy who really got this whole thing going and who's no longer with us right now, he was a great 20th century thinker, said that 97% of all things that go on in a business are predictable. And that's an important statistic for us all to keep in mind, isn't it?
It is, and it's wonderfully comforting because you know the good things that are going to happen and you know the bad things that are going to happen, and that makes all of it much more manageable. If you look at it from a 97% predictable perspective, if you're looking at your business that way, there really are very few crises that ever need to occur because there are very few surprises.
I don't like surprises. I tell business people surprises are for birthdays.
Yes,
if
and
you,
I don't
even
like
if you get a
birthday.
Even if you get a good surprise in business,
yeah.
I think you failed because you should have known that was going to happen.
Absolutely, and the fact is, you do if you're willing to look and not put things aside, but simply as things present themselves, look. And that's why your example of the spreadsheet and the banker is a perfect example, because if you know that your income in August and September is going to be low, if your receivables are going to be low, and it's the beginning of the year or it's every year, then it is something that you can plan for. As you were saying, you can contact your banker months in advance, and your banker, because he or she already knows you, knows what the situation is, there are no surprises, will be ready to lend you whatever it is that you need during that time period, because they also know 97% predictable, that you can be trusted to pay it back.
And folks, that I want you to get that into your head. That's part of the quality process. All the times that Leslie and I have talked about the quality process, you know, you might not have thought it was something at that level, at the level of just paying your bills, of keeping the doors open. It's part of that process too. Now when you went before in the last segment, you started talking about procurement.
Yes.
And I stopped you. Now I want you to plug back in with that.
With procurement, one of the mistakes, frankly, that businesses make, and again, small and large, is making the procurement, the buy decision, based on price. Price and quality have, frankly, little to no correlation at all. And the easiest way to think about that is China. Because the price of getting something made in China is very low. The quality of what you get from China is also very low. And there's more of a focus now across industries on looking at the possibility of bringing more manufacturing back into both Europe and the United mm-hmm. States because of these quality issues.
Well, and of course, you can't have this conversation for very long when you compare price and quality without having the word value stuck in there somewhere.
Absolutely.
Because maybe the low quality is okay for that particular application. Maybe that's the right value for that application. It's the value to the application, it seems to me, is what the issue is.
It is, absolutely. But when you, even as a small business owner, are making a decision about what you need to buy in terms of either product or service for your business, you have to, as part of your own quality process, determine whether going for the lowest price is giving you the greatest value, or are you adding costs into your own process because you've bought something on the cheap, mm-hmm. but it ends up costing you much more when you have to integrate it into what it is that you do.
And the thing, it seems to me, that one of the great ways of acquiring quality in the procurement process is to take a lesson from our construction industry brothers and sisters, and that's to make sure that everybody is bidding on the same specifications.
Absolutely.
You write the specifications. What is it that you want? And then when everybody's bidding on the same specifications, then you can take the low price and feel comfortable because they're supposed to deliver on your specs.
Absolutely. And then of course you make it a fixed fee contract.
Yeah.
So that they can't come back in later and say, oh, well, oops, and it's going to cost us more to do this and you have to pay for it.
Now, when we come back, I want Leslie to talk to us about how all this stuff we're talking about is going to make you more attractive to your customers, because it will. Tintail, stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out. Go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to take our poll question right there on the homepage.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.